The Silver and Black Show.
We're going to go with Terrell. We're going to play Terrell this week. We got a chance to see Matt McGloin for 6 games. I liked a lot of the things that I saw in Matt. It's been a while since we've gotten an opportunity to see Terrell in a game, and I want to get him in the game and get another opportunity to evaluate him.
Yeah, the Raiders saw Matt McGloin for 6 consecutive weeks. Raiders won just 1 game in that stretch against the Houston Texans. Terrell Pryor quarterbacked the team 8 times out of the first 9. They went 3-5 during that stretch. So in the season finale Sunday against the Denver Broncos, they are going back to number 2, Terrell Pryor. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show, our finale of the 20-13 season. Greg Popper rejoined, as always, by the 2-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. So give me your thoughts on the quarterback change. It will be Terrell Pryor on Sunday against the Denver Broncos.
Well, Pop, here you have 2 young quarterbacks, and neither one of them has seen a lot of playing time, obviously, and they've both struggled at times, and it's a very difficult situation for both of these quarterbacks. You know, they start with Pryor, you know, he started off hot, kind of cooled off, then got hurt. McGloin came in, did a lot of good things. Now they want to go back and give Pryor another shot, take another look at him. You know, he does present a lot of problems, especially when he's healthy. You know, he was injured a little bit. He's over that now, and, you know, he should bring some problems to the Denver Broncos defense and make it more difficult for that defense to hone in on a straight drop-back passer like McGloin.
What's your assessment of Matt McGloin, Jim? The numbers last Sunday in San Diego were decent. He was 20 of 36 for 206 yards. I thought he missed more throws in this game than he has all year. And the bottom line is point production. The first 5 games he started, the Raiders averaged nearly 26 points per game. Right. And on Sunday in San Diego, they got merely 13.
I liked a lot of the things that McGloin did. He's a tough competitor. He throws the ball extremely hard. And he's fairly accurate. He still has some vision problems. He's not very tall. But, you know, I like his competitiveness.
Yeah, anytime you make a change at quarterback, that is certainly going to be the headline heading into the game, and that will be our Raider headline for the finale of the 2013 season, our Week 17 headline. It will be Terrell Pryor against Peyton Manning, Jim, in a rematch of September the 23rd, that Monday night in Denver, when Pryor had a terrific game, 19 of 28 for 281 yards. He threw a 73-yard touchdown to Denarius Moore, quarterback rating over 112, but as I recall, Peyton was pretty good that night as well, Jim. 32 of 37, 3 touchdowns, QB rating of nearly 136, and Jim, he is having maybe the best quarterbacking season we've ever seen.
I think that goes without question. He's put up some great numbers. He's thrown for over 5,000 yards already, broke the NFL passing record of Tom Brady with 51 touchdown passes, and he's not done yet. You know, hopefully, you know, the defense is going to have a tough job cut out for them, but, you know, they've got to find a way to slow him down, put some pressure on him, and that's the key. You got to put pressure on him. Even then, it's tough to get to him.
This will be 2 straight AFC West championships for Peyton Manning, but remember, he took over a team that won the AFC West title in 2011 when Tim Tebow was the quarterback, so a lot of the building blocks, the pieces were already in place for the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning to have this unprecedented success throwing the ball the last 2 years. That'll lead to our second headline in Week 17 of our Raider headlines, building blocks. What building blocks do the Raiders have proceeding into 2014 and beyond, Jim? Jared Valdir, the left tackle, Lamar Houston, the right end. Their contracts are both up. It sounds like the Raiders will re-sign both young players, Rashad Jennings. Greg Jenkins has flashed late in the year. You have Rod Streeter, Andre Holmes, C.O. Moore, the strong side linebacker, has had a very strong year, Jim, as a rookie. The Raiders do have some building blocks to lay the foundation to build upon.
Yeah, they certainly do. You know, they need a lot more players of that caliber to make this a really competitive football team, and those are the decisions they're going to have to make, not only after this game, but during the offseason and head into next year. You know, there are a lot of players out there, either through the draft or through trades, that can become Raiders now that the salary cap is not such a big problem anymore, so they'll have some money to spend to go after some quality players.
And the evaluation process continues right until the final gun of the final game, which will be Sunday against the Denver Broncos, and that's going to be a special Sunday for you, Jim, because we're going to party like it's 1983. We are going back 30 years ago when your 1983 Los Angeles Raiders won the Super Bowl. 60 members of that team will come back to join you. The head coach, Tom Flores, the great Mike Haynes, Lester Hayes, Jack Squirek, who intercepted Joe Theismann of the Super Bowl there to kind of seal that win. That's going to be a special day for the Raider Nation, Jim, and in particular, I think you, huh?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. To see these guys after so many years, although some of them I've seen in between these past 30 years. It's good to get together, tell lies about about how great we used to be, have a lot of laughs at everybody else's expense. It's a great time to get together and reminisce about just how much fun we had, what kind of games we played in, what our attitude was. We just had so much darn fun, and you know, a lot of that comes from winning football games.
It'll be a special day for sure for the Raider Nation, their fans, to see that team come back, and for the 2013 Raiders to celebrate the last Raider team to win a championship, the 1983 Los Angeles Raiders. This week on the Silver and Black Show, we will look back on year two with the head coach, Dennis Allen. We'll relive some of the more memorable moments and great plays from the 2013 season. And Jim and I get you ready for the regular season finale versus Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. All this and more on Week 17, the finale of the Silver and Black Show in 2013.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.